This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Apartment buildings near Tel Aviv destroyed. A hospital hit in southern Israel as Iran hit civilian targets this morning, wounding 40. Israel attacked an inactive Iranian nuclear reactor, still hoping for the U.S. bunker buster bomb to penetrate the main nuclear facility. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
In the White House Situation Room, sources say Trump was briefed on military operations for striking Iran, including a plan to destroy Iran's Fordo nuclear facility deep inside a mountain using a weapon only the U.S. has.
Iran is sending its foreign minister to meet with the European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry says 12 people have been killed this morning trying to reach aid distribution sites. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. Hurricane warning for Acapulco, Eric now a Category 4. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Fresh Realm establishments are recalling chicken fettuccine Alfredo products that may be adulterated with an outbreak strain of Listeria monocytogenes, or LM. Out of an abundance of caution, the company is voluntarily recalling all products produced prior to June 17th that are available under the following brand names and shipped to Kroger and Walmart retail locations nationwide. 32.8-ounce tray packages containing market-side grilled chicken Alfredo with fettuccine tender pasta with creamy Alfredo sauce, white meat chicken, and shaved Parmesan cheese with Best By date, June 27, 2025 or prior. 12.3-ounce tray packages containing market-side grilled chicken Alfredo with fettuccine, tender pasta, with creamy Alfredo sauce, white meat chicken, broccoli, and shaved Parmesan cheese with Best By date June 26, 2025 or prior. And 12.5-ounce tray packages containing Home Chef Heat and Eat Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo with pasta, grilled white meat chicken, and Parmesan cheese with Best By date June 19, 2025 or prior. The products bear the USDA mark of inspection on the product label as well as establishment numbers ESTP50784, ESTP47770, or ESTP47718 printed on the side of the packaging. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service and public health partners are investigating an outbreak of LM that currently includes 17 ill people in 13 states. As of June 17th, there have been 3 reported deaths and 1 fetal loss associated with this outbreak. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander signed a 1-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know Coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with a strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 83. For tonight, an isolated shower possible late, otherwise just partly cloudy and mild, a low of 63. Another warm one on Friday, A shower or storm possible mainly in the morning, a high of 84. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio. Then I'm joined by Chelsea Myris from Old World, Wisconsin. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wasota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, Lake Wasota is looking good today. Good morning, 7:06. It's nice to have you back here on a Thursday morning. It's June 19th, 2025. Parker Olson standing by in Madison Studio A2. Brittany Merlot standing by to tell you the forecast. We will be talking a bit about holidays and festivals this weekend. We'll be talking about today's holiday, the Juneteenth holiday, a little historical background on it. We'll get into Summerfest, which starts today in Milwaukee. The big gig is here, and other things going on, including the big Cranberry Blossom Festival in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk to somebody from there about what all you can do if you want to take a road trip out to the central part of the state coming up this weekend. A reminder, as always, you can reach us. You can send us a text message, for example, at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But you can also put something in the comment section. You can find us online in five different places. For Civic Media, it's the Facebook page or the YouTube page. For Up North News, it's the Facebook page or the YouTube page. And you can also follow my Facebook page. Head over to Facebook, facebook.com/morningswithpatkreitlow. And you can put something on there as well. One more way to reach us, you can speak your mind as well. There is the voice note feature on the Civic Media app. You can use that to record a message with a comment or a question. You can steer the conversation into another topic that we might play on air. It'll show up here. One Parker Olson will take a look at it and decide if you make the cut or not. Parker has decided that, once again, Brittany Merlot passed the audition and is welcome here to give us a forecast, which is alternatingly rainy and sultry. Or is it steamy? Or is it sticky?
What you can is use it? Any of those words.
It's gross. Let's go with gross. Here are the gross details on the weekend from Brittany Merlot.
Yes, here we go. All right. So we've got fog out there in places this morning. That's going to clear very, very shortly. We've got spots of sun. We've also got a few clouds and a few showers and thunderstorms rolling in towards Spooner, Rice Lake area right now. Otherwise, temperatures starting in the mid-50s to mid-60s statewide. And today we are going to reach those upper 70s to low 80s everywhere today. Dew points kind of comfortable in the 50s. So it's going to be a nice, beautiful, bright day today. We do have that front, though, still sitting over northern parts of the state. So this is why a few scattered showers and small, brief storms are still possible here. So that'll be the case through this morning. Then by tonight, we are looking at chances for more storms starting to spark up, especially north, probably after 8 o'clock or so, and then rolling their way through portions of the state, kind of like they did yesterday. Very widely scattered. It's going to hit or miss who's going to get them. That'll be the case again tonight, and some of those could be stronger, potentially severe, maybe some gusty winds and hail. We are in a marginal risk statewide for them to turn severe. And then as we go through tomorrow morning, expect widespread rain, probably some heavy rain, thunderstorms. Again, some of them could be strong to severe as this front lifts north. So after that, after tomorrow afternoon, we are going to go into an excessive heat. We have a watch out right now for northern and western parts of the state where temperatures are going to be rising statewide to about 90 to 95 degrees. And then the dew points are going to be in the mid-70s. I told you today they're in the 50s. Yesterday they were in the 60s. We haven't felt those mid to upper 70 dew points just yet. Paired with the 90s, it is going to be feeling like the triple digits. Heat index values will feel like anywhere from 100 to 105 degrees. This is both Saturday, Sunday, and pushing into Monday too. So very, very hot as we bring in summer and have all of these events, but at least it'll be dry. We just have to hydrate.
So people are like, well, why do you say gross? She told you right there, dew points in the 70s. That is the meteorological definition of gross. Right
it
there.
Absolutely is. It doesn't get much worse than that.
Wow. Oh, you definitely feel it. Good morning from Tigerton, writes Rob. It's partly cloudy and 60. Last night we had a thunderstorm around 11 p.m. and picked up 0.4 inch of rain. Had 2 yards to mow. Yesterday I had 3 to mow now. One of them, I need to get that done before Central Wisconsin Electric Co-op buries power lines in that area this afternoon. Good thing the ground is moist before the hot weather this weekend and the crops will grow real fast, which we need. The hot, humid weather and the moisture in the ground for the crops to grow. And as far as the voice note feature goes, Alicia writes, Pat, do you really want me to speak my mind? I'm not saying they're not all going to air necessarily.
I'm the gatekeeper here, guys.
Yeah. And then from Roger and Stevens Point on Facebook, we were talking about Hart in our last segment because Ann Wilson is 75 today. He says, Dreamboat Annie, the album came out when I was 10 years old, and now that album is 49 years old. We've been listening to Hart for a good long time. So, Brittany, next hour, I want to talk to you about, you have a story up about smallmouth bass.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where you can go there. But what I wanted to ask you about this time around was these early sunrises. And mm-hmm. to ask, now this I know this isn't quite weather related, but it's about sunrise and sunset. And I noticed something, and I think Roger noticed it as well over at the time and date website. When you look at, you know, how early the sun comes up, and you notice how it always gets light beforehand.
Right.
I didn't realize until I was looking at that website, there are actually 3 different types of twilight that they describe. Okay. There's astronomical twilight, there's nautical twilight, and there's civil twilight. Had you ever heard of these before?
I have not. No. What's the astronomical? I'm curious.
Well, see, now they say it's all about how far the sun is below the horizon yet. So the sun hasn't risen, but you're still getting some of the sun's rays are still, you know, being bounced around in the atmosphere, and we can see a little bit of light. And so the definitions, he said, trying to pull up the right screen on his phone here to best describe them, is the astronomical one is the darkest one, okay? It's where there's just barely any light. You can still see a lot of the stars. It's actually more useful at the opposite end of the scale. That's the last of the light before it gets completely dark. And the sun is 18 degrees below the horizon, it says here. And then there's nautical twilight. And that's the one where, again, named for sailing, where you can see enough to get a feel for where you're going. And then the last one, civil twilight, is where you really don't need any lighting to help you. The sun's not up yet, but you can see enough. So there's, the astronomical one is 18 degrees below the horizon. Nautical is 12 degrees below the horizon. And then civil dawn is 6 degrees. The sun is still below the horizon. It hasn't yet risen. And it just really jumped out at me that, in Wisconsin, that first one, that astronomical twilight.
Yeah.
We have sunrise at 5:18, but astronomical twilight, that first bit of little bit of light out there where the sky isn't pitch black at this time of year, 2:46 in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.
2:46 is when you get the first little hints of something out there where it's not totally dark. Huh. And then at this part of the year, nautical twilight is at 3:51 a.m. And that's the one that I kind of notice when I first get going up and about. It's like, yep. And then Civil Twilight is now at 4:41 in the morning. And that one where it's like, yeah, the sun's not up yet, but you could go for a walk or something like that. And I bring up all this for people who say we shouldn't have daylight savings time. If we didn't have daylight savings time, bring all that back an hour. Astronomical twilight would start at 1:46 in the morning, nautical at 2:51 in the morning, civil twilight at 3:41, and sunrise at 4:18. Who wants sunrise at 4:18 in the morning? Nobody.
Nobody.
So when you're talking about, I don't want daylight savings time, you're half right. You want daylight savings time. We just want it all year round.
Right.
We don't need noon to be when the sun is straight up. I was just talking about my Apple Watch. Do you see a sundial on this thing? There is no sundial. We don't use sundials anymore. So we can have noon be whenever we want. So we want our noon at 1 o'clock from now on.
I like it. I'm with you.
I feel really strong about this.
This really threw me off.
That's how I feel about it, too. Who really wants that sun that early in summer? Well, nobody.
And that late. I mean, Rob is pointing out right now, I noticed sunset. There is light in the sky at 10 p.m. in June. And he's absolutely right. I mean, I was just looking at that end of it. At sunset now is at 8:55, which means civil twilight goes until 9:32. That sounds about right. Nautical twilight goes until 10:22. You still have, you know, enough that you could say there's some twilight out there at 10:22. Yep. And it doesn't get pitch black out there nowadays until 11:28 at night. And it's all because of that thing we talked about yesterday, the Earth on its, you know, spinning on its axis and how it got
to be
that way.
Gotta love summer, the longest day of the year, tomorrow.
Yep. Well, everybody, that was fun. Nerd chat.
yes, it was. Gotta get
twilights and the curvature of the Earth and axis and everything else. And once again, Brittany Merlot pointing out why she is the most patient person in civic media. Brittany, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you next hour, and we're going to talk a little fishing at that point as well. Got a few things to tell you about in terms of Up North News and Civic Media and our parent company, Courier Newsroom. For Civic Media, besides having a newsroom with statewide reach, just like us at Up North News, our friends at Civic Media have you covered with local news updates from each individual station. You can go to civicmedia.com and find your local civic media station. And somewhere up near the top of the station's homepage, you're going to see something called the Daily News Roundup that you can listen to. Just click on there and you'll hear the latest. You can also get email versions of their daily update while you're there as well. So again, go to Civic Media. Did I say civicmedia.com? I meant to say civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. And go find your local station there. And give a listen to those local updates that are there. Meanwhile, for purposes of our show, wanted to tell you about tomorrow because we're not going to have our usual lineup of guests. We've got folks who are traveling, have the day off, things like that. So in place of Kia Vakil tomorrow morning at 6:30, we will have somebody from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation because they just put out a new study all about how much Wisconsin hospitals would lose if the current version of the Trump big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill were to pass. We're talking about $3 to $4 billion in reductions over the next decade. A whole lot of that coming from uncompensated care if Medicaid gets slashed. And a lot of hospitals are on thin enough margins that they'll close up. And we've seen how many small hospitals have already closed in Wisconsin. So we'll find out more about that in our 6 a.m. hour tomorrow. And then in our 7 a.m. hour, we will not be able to meet up with Jim Santel. He's got a court hearing. Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze are both out traveling. But I was able to find one woman who could replace them all, and that would be Chicago broadcasting legend Joan Esposito. She will be joining me throughout the 7 a.m. hour tomorrow. And then in the 8 a.m. hour, things get back to normal with Dr. Kristen Lyerly showing up here at 8:05. And then Mike Clemens has a preview of sports. That'll be coming up at 8:30. And speaking of sports, we'd love to tell you about how the Brewers did against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, but Wrigley Field hasn't figured out how to put on a dome yet, and so the game was rained out. So were the White Sox. Both Chicago games were rained out. Detroit was rained out. Cincinnati was a near rain out. Anyway, the Brewers-Cubs game will be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader on Monday, August 18th. The teams are scheduled to wrap up their series this afternoon. You can catch the pregame starting at 12:45 on several Civic media stations. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski was supposed to start last night. It's not clear if he's going to be starting this afternoon's game. We're going to talk about the Juneteenth holiday next. For some of you, there will be a local update live from Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature once again finds itself in federal court for two racial gerrymandering cases in a trial beginning June 16th. Voters and three pro-voter groups accused GOP leaders of violating the 14th and 15th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution and the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The cases were brought in late 2023 by Black North Carolina voters, the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, the state NAACP, and Common Cause. They contend that GOP legislators intentionally diluted Black voting power in the so-called Black Belt and other regions, affecting 9 state House districts, 5 state Senate districts, and 6 congressional districts. The original complaint contends, quote, "The General Assembly targeted predominantly Black voting precincts with surgical precision throughout the state in drawing and enacting the 2023 plans at the expense of traditional redistricting criteria to achieve preferred district lines that diminish Black voters' ability to elect candidates of their choice at all levels of government," unquote. The legislature, in a familiar refrain, claims the gerrymandering was done for partisan reasons, out of bounds for federal courts, not for racial discrimination reasons. The trial is expected to last through July 9th and a decision before fall. We've linked to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
You have some things going on this weekend, some music things, don't you?
Yeah, we have some pretty exciting things. We have a couple ladies. They're young musicians from, one's from Des Moines, Iowa, and one's from the Nashville area. We've had them at other places. I've been pastor and just enjoyed their ministry.
Can you tell us who they are and a little bit about them?
The first one, her name is Katie Maples. It was Katie Kennard when I knew her. But she's gotten married, has a really special little boy now. And so she's, one of them is going to be coming. And the other one is, her name is Allie Crummy. And she's the one from Des Moines.
Okay. And describe the kind of music that they'll be playing.
Okay, so the music is, most of it is self-written. They have composed most of their music themselves. It's kind of easy listening Christian rock. I call it acoustic rock. They do most of it on guitar that they play, as well as keyboards. But it's not a heavy rock. It's easy listening, but it's also, it's a lot about what their spiritual walk has been like. Many things that they sing about and write about are experiences that they've gone through in their walk with faith. Some of it is just kind of simple worship through the eyes of a child. Like one of the songs that Katie Maples does is called God of Fireflies. And it's just the idea of the simple worship that a child experiences when they're outside in the damp grass running barefoot through the grass and the lawn and watching the fireflies light up and just marveling, just, you know, they don't get into all the theological stuff. They just look up and say, wow. And that's kind of the thing that hers is about. And both of them have had quite a walk with God, many of them, many times wandering away like all of us do, and experiences times of heartaches and things like that. One of the songs that Allie does is called You Won't Abandon Me, and just kind of this idea that even when we walk away and do things, God is going to be there for us and help us through those. It's going to be a worship set. They'll be leading us in worship, but also doing some of their own songs. This is actually the first time that Richland Center Free Methodist Church has had somebody like that in probably about 15 years. So it's kind of exciting to bring this to Richland Center. We're wanting to do this as a community outreach, just not for the church, but just for Jesus and for letting people know that God is love. So
why now, Pastor?
Why
Tim?
Now? Yeah. Oh boy, I don't know, because that's when it filled their calendar.
The time is right.
Yes, the time is right. We haven't done it before, and I've been looking for doing this. I'm actually here in my third year as I'm an interim pastor at the church, and at some point in time, I'll probably re-retire and move back down south to Greenville, Illinois. But the purpose is to try to build whatever we can in this community to raise it up. There's a lot of things facing us in Richland Center in this area that are not so pleasant. And we want to be shining a bright light, a beacon of hope in the community. So.
It sounds like both young women are going to be doing a little bit of their testimonial while they do the songs.
They will. They will give some of that. Like I said, they'll lead us in worship. They'll give some of the testimonial as what they do. In fact, if people wanted to go on Katie's website, well, either of them, Katie's is KATYKINERD.com, and she gives a testimonial about her walk in there. And then Allie does as well, AllieCrummy.com. And so they can do that. We're going to be putting a few things on our Facebook page as well, some of this, so people can look at that too and see that. So
no tickets are required?
No tickets are required. We will take a love offering. Thank you for mentioning that. We will take a love offering for their expenses. They are traveling in from a distance, and so we'll be taking a love offering for their expenses at both. It's going to be 10:30 in the morning at our church at our regular worship hour, and then also 5 p.m. In the backyard of the church, if it's not raining, in the backyard of the church, we'll have a concert as well, and the public is welcome to both of those services. I'm assuming they'll do different things at them, and so they'll want to, for the evening service, they'll want to bring lawn chairs to be able to sit outside and enjoy the nature as the ladies sing.
Oh, so. You bet. And that gives people an opportunity. Maybe they're going to attend service at their own church, but then right. They can come right. At night as well.
Right, yeah. We had lined it up for the morning, and they didn't have any place for the evening, so we just said, how about you just stay here? We'll just do something in the backyard and just make it open for everybody. So, yeah, if they don't have services in the evening, they are welcome to come out for that. This is not just to get people from other churches to come over. This is for our neighbors that are going to be around there, too. So we'll try not to be too loud to blast them out, but we want to welcome everybody to come for that. Our yard is quite big. It's to the east of the church building, and our building's at 405 South Park Street, corner of Park and Kinder Street. And so our yard is behind that, to the east of that, and it's quite large. We could sit 200 or 300, I'm sure, if they brought their lawn chairs for that. So
well, that'd be a nice problem to have, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
We hope that is the case. Yep. So tell me about some other things going on with the Free Methodist Church and Richland Center for the future here, maybe for the summer.
Yeah, for the summer, we have a lot of camps going on. Our camp is at Sky Lodge Christian Camp. It's up by Montello, and so in fact, next week is actually our young teen camps up there. It's for kids entering 7th through 9th grade. And it's a time for them to experience God and fellowship with other kids. And they have a lot of fun up there. There's a really beautiful pool, and there's just all kinds of activities they can do, horseback riding and things like that. So we have that. We have, following that, we have junior camp, which is for grades 4 through 6. Grades 4 through 6. Similar type thing.
Pastor Tim Ward joining us from Richland Center Free Methodist Church here in Richland Center. Again, the concerts at 10:30 during their regular worship, and then also at 5 o'clock. Both are open to the public this coming Sunday.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A new bipartisan agreement down at the state capitol could mean some improved health care options for folks in rural communities. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. It is called the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Modernization Act. And Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston from Stevens Point, who chairs the Senate Agriculture and Revenue Committee, is happy that it's finding support. Teston says that this bill has been around for at least 13 years, trying to authorize qualified registered nurses to practice independently of a physician and without need for collaboration, as long as cases don't fall outside their areas of expertise. Teston says that gives rural health care providers a whole lot more options.
You know, we have an agreement, and while not everyone was 100% happy with the final product, I am quite confident it's going to get signed into law and it's going to move these advanced practice registered nurses in the right direction, which is primarily to empower them to do the jobs that they were trained to do, which is to take care of patients. And so I'm hopeful that we will become the 29th state that has enacted a form of this legislation. And it's a step in the right direction to help patients and empower providers.
That's Wisconsin Senator Pat Teston. He says when it comes to frontline medical professionals, especially in rural communities, they are well aware of the dire workforce challenges being faced. He said this APRN Modernization Act would hopefully help relieve some of that stress.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities. And we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.org.
And starting next week, organic grain producers around the state will have several field day opportunities coming their way. Aaron Silva, who's professor and extension specialist of the old grain program, says despite inflationary pressures, organic product sales exceeded $71 billion last year and are expected to grow this year by at least a 4% rate. More stories like that available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 83. For tonight, an isolated shower possible late, otherwise just partly cloudy and mild, a low of 63. Another warm one on Friday, a shower or storm possible mainly in the morning, a high of 84. Currently, it's 62.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators get a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Dan Schaefer, political editor of Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to help us recombobulate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Up North News. Sharita, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am so ready for a weekend, and it's going to be a festival weekend in several places. We talked to Earl Ingram for a bit yesterday about Summerfest, and he talked about being at the first Summerfest, and we both swore it was 1970. We were wrong. It was 1968. Wow. The headliner was George Jessel. In 1969, the headliner was Dolly Parton. In 1970, it was Sly and the Family Stone. So I don't know which one, if you went to all of them or what, but those are just some of the early examples of who played at Summerfest. What do you want to tell us about this year's edition?
So, yeah, the world's largest music festival is kicking off in Milwaukee today and will run through the 21st. And some of those headliners for this weekend include Def Leppard, the Isley Brothers, Natasha Bedingfield, Gigi Perez, and James Taylor. There will also be almost 100 vendors selling clothing, jewelry, artwork, decor, and more. And of course, there will be tons of local food ranging from Ian's Pizza to Johnsonville Sazes and Pete's Pops and a whole lot more. General admission tickets are about $30 this year, but check out their website at summerfest.com for admission promotions.
And like I said yesterday, if you still haven't gone down to Milwaukee to take in Summerfest, I mean, do yourself a favor and just do this. And I was looking at the lineups as well. So like you said, tonight, Def Leppard, the Isley Brothers, Natasha Bedingfield, Gary Clark Jr. And then I'm looking at Friday. Friday is Hozier, George Thorogood, the Head and Heart, Grand Funk Railroad, Rick Springfield. And keep that in mind, because we're going to mention him again in just a couple of minutes here. Sharita, what can you tell us about your years going to Summerfest?
The one I remember most is when I went to see Wiz Khalifa. This had to be like maybe 15 years ago, but it was so packed that day, like jam packed. And I ran into a couple of friends. So it was such a good time. It was like my favorite one yet. But then last year, I also went to go see SZA. So that was fun, too.
That's right.
She almost got rained out, too. Like it was a thunderstorm and they almost canceled it. But thank God. It kept going.
Wow. As I was looking at the history of Summerfest acts, funny that you say that, raining out, the 1978 headliner was rained out. So the Grateful Dead was supposed to play Summerfest, but never did. Let's carry on to other places that are having festivals this weekend. Let's come out here to the Chippewa Valley. We've got something new to talk about at the festival grounds in Eau Claire.
Yep. So Summer Jam will hit Eau Claire on Friday and Saturday. And some of those headliners include Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Black Crowes, Rick Springfield again.
There he is!
Yep, Gavin DeGraw, and more. There will also be an interactive zone for games and other fun activities, in addition to food courts and local food vendors, or local vendors where you can shop and grab some Summer Jam merch. They also have on-site camping right next to the festival, so you can pitch a tent or bring an RV. General admission tickets are $110, or you can get a two-day pass for $149. So you can get more information and your tickets at summerjamwi.com.
Last but not least, let's touch on something happening in Wisconsin Rapids.
Cranberry Blossom Festival is running through today through Sunday, and that four-day annual festival will include live music, a parade, arts and crafts, a carnival, and lots of treats featuring, you guessed it, cranberries. You can get more information about that event at blossomfest.com.
I got just the person to talk about that out of Wisconsin Rapids. So let me make that transition, Sharita, by thanking you so much for that quick preview of things to do around Wisconsin this weekend. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Pat.
And as promised, here's our person. It's Maggie Mulesky, president of the Cherry Blossom Festival, the group that helps organize the big doings in Wisconsin Rapids. Maggie, hello. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
Very good. Like we were just discussing, a lot of big things happening around Wisconsin this weekend, certainly in Wisconsin Rapids as well. You've got the Blossom Festival there. Do you know much about the genesis of it, how it came to be a cranberry blossom festival that was chosen?
Well, I believe the story behind it is because Wisconsin Rapids area is pretty much cranberries. We have a lot of cranberry growers around us. And we're celebrating the starting of the season where the berries are coming into blossom and going into the fall, then, you know, when they pick the berries. But this is the time of the year when it's very beautiful.
All right. Well, why don't you take us through some of what's going to be happening this weekend? I know there's a lot going on, so I'll let you pick a few select highlights that you'd like to have the folks know about.
Sure. This year we have 17 individual events. Some of those events, like the Blossom Fest Carnival, are going to run for 4 days. The ice cream social at the Historical Society on Saturday afternoon, only a couple hours, but get over there. Some great Wisconsin ice cream with cranberry syrup on the top. Can't beat it.
There's lunch down by the river. And later, there's the Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show.
Lunch by the River is their signature start of the Cranberry Blossom Festival. The Chamber is very involved with us doing a couple different events during the weekend. So there's also Chalk It Up. The Boys and Girls Club are running an event down right in front of their building by the YMCA called Chalk It Up, where you can pick up some chalk and make a nice picture on the sidewalk. So that's a great event for the family and the kids to do. The carnival opens at 6 and runs till 10 on Thursday night. We also have one that's been going with us for a long, long time. It's called Cinema Under the Stars. It's been downtown on the streets since the inception of it. This year they're showing The Wizard of Oz. Should be a very fun time. And the other newer one is the McMillan Concert Series is hosting the Daddy-O Jazz Band. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that.
From the water activities to the Chalk Fest to music in the evening, I mean, you're starting with a very full slate.
Yes, we do. We start with a very full Thursday. So do as I do, pick up a brochure, circle the things you want to do and make a plan, because there is a lot to do.
Oh my goodness. And that's barely scratching the surface, because you've also got on Friday the Dairy Berry Pancake Breakfast over at the Lincoln High School cafeteria. There's going to be the Material Girls quilt show going on, and then a Downtown on Tap event on Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Some of these things, there's a Kids Learn to Fish that goes on there. I get the impression then, Maggie, that, I mean, this isn't any one group. These are many community groups that are all coming together and doing some things individually and some things together to make this all happen.
Yes, they are. Yes. And each group is doing it in conjunction with Cranberry Blossom Fest, but the money that they make, or even if they do charge, some do not charge for their events. Thus, the ice cream social is a no charge. There is some charge for some of the events. All that money goes back to their organizations, so to help their organizations continue to do the things that they do, which we find to be a double blessing for us. It has made the Cranberry Blossom Festival a nice full weekend, family weekend, and it's helped these organizations continue to do the good things that they do. So, yes, there's a Kids Learn to Fish by the Grand Rapids Lions. That's out at the Lions Club in their little pond out there. But there's also another one on Sunday morning that is run by the Rapids Police Department. That's another one, been going with us since the beginning. And you can just go down there. They'll have poles and rods and reels and, you know, all the things necessary to catch a fish. Then it goes into the Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade. It will start at the Boys and Girls Club on the west side of town and cross the river, come over to the top of the hill on the east side. Lots of things going on that, live music, even put a marching band together this year, which are very difficult to find these days. But we, but the chamber has worked with Lincoln High School and one other high school to make sure that there's a marching band there.
And then after the parade, last but not least, you got to have yourself a duck derby, and the Rapids Fire Department is putting that on, right?
Yes, yes. This is another thing. They started this maybe about 5-6 years ago. The money is going towards their charitable foundation. You can buy a duck. The duck is numbered. Once they dump the ducks into the river, first one to cross the line wins. And the fire department takes care of picking up all those ducks and getting them out of the river then. But lots of fun to watch.
It sounds great, and it's going to be a very, very warm weekend. So hopefully folks stay hydrated, and to learn more about them, head over to blossomfest.com, and you can learn more, as described here by Maggie Mileski from the Wisconsin Rapids Cranberry Blossom Festival. She's the festival president. Maggie, thank you so much for such a great description of what we can expect this weekend. Thank you, Maggie. Have a wonderful day.
You also, Pat. Thank you.
It is 7:45 now on this Thursday morning. It's June 19th, and earlier we talked about the voice note feature of the new Civic Media app. It's a new feature where you can either text, you can call, you can now leave this voice note. And what happens is it comes in on the same screen that our texts come in with a transcript of what's on the tape that somebody put on their voice note. Except, Parker, you and I would agree, the technology still needs some tweaking.
It might need a little tweaking. It might also need to tell us who's talking, would be nice.
It might, because we were seeing things like I like listening to my daddy. I love listening to Pat Quite Low, and something that says there's a part of the board. And as you'll hear, we're going to play the voice notes. None of that is correct whatsoever. It's way better than that. So play the first one.
I don't like listening to my daddy.
You're supposed to say, I love listening to Pat Kreitlow in the morning.
Well, that didn't work, so he had to leave another voice note. And here's how that one sounded.
There's a Pat in the morning.
One more time.
Oh, I listen to Pat in the morning.
I love listening to Pat in the morning. That'll work. That will work.
That'll work. That should be a promo.
Get on that text line and let us know who that adorable new announcer is, because I think there might be some new showliners coming up real soon.
Oh,
using
yeah.
the voice note feature. You know what? You know what? We could actually do that. Look, Don Rue and I have been friends going back to my very first radio job in Rice Lake back in 1986. And Don is the voice you hear at the top of every hour here. And I don't think Donald will mind one bit if some other folks take a turn. So if you want to use that voice note feature and come up with your own intro to the show or something, you know, just give it the usual, you know, from Civic Media. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Here from Up North News is Pat Kreitlow. We would use those.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, don't swear or anything like that. Well, but yeah. That would be fun. I do sense that I had a feeling as to who the kids might belong to.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's Tony. He puts here two different kids. The second one is 3-year-old Reese, and Sydney, age 5, has the sass. So there you go. It's Reese and Sydney who are following in their father's footsteps of, you know, stalking us through the YouTube page, and we couldn't be happier about that. Also coming up across the Civic Media Radio Network today, we've got, of course, Matt Nair on Air is coming up at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. Jim Santel is slated to be on at 9:30 this morning. At 10:30, sports with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. And, of course, at 10:50, this shouldn't be a thing. Maggie Dawn has a full slate of guests for a special Juneteenth edition. Pete Schwabba's Nightlight has the popcorn pick of the week at 6:30. And, of course, Todd Alba will have updates on the possible budget cuts to the UW system. In fact, He's here coming up next for some of you. Others will have a local update, and we'll see you in our next hour with Sean O'Malley and more here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Henricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
Going on this very weekend, the great event that we've talked about many times in this program, the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Taste of Hills at Crosscut Park. That's happening Saturday from 4 until 9. And joining me live on the line is Christy Adsett, who is the president of the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, Christy, here we are coming up on this weekend. Are you excited about the event?
Yes, we are, and I'm always leery about the weather, but the weather looks awesome. It's going to be hot, but it should be an awesome event. Lots of good food, lots of good music. We just need a lot of people to come out and enjoy it.
I know that you've been a part of this now for all of the time that you've been in Richland Center with the Taste of the Hills events, and I guess what was the initial vision, why you wanted to have this and put this on in Richland Center?
Well, we kind of took the event over from the hospital. They had originally done it as a for their people that that make donations and everything as a little thank you to them. And they were not able to facilitate it any longer. So then the chamber took it over here about 4 years ago. And we've kind of modeled it a little bit more closer to like Madison, Taste of Madison, where people can come. You buy tickets at the gate. Tickets are $2 each. And then you can use those tickets to buy food from the various vendors, food and drink from the various vendors that we have on site.
Well, let's talk about those vendors. Who's going to be showing up this week on Saturday at Kroska Park?
Well, this Saturday we're going to have RC Taco, TKO Barbecue will be there, Steve's Pizza from Viroqua, Romeo's for the Love of Good Food, and they were there last year as well, Utter Brothers from Boscobel, Appalicious Pie Depot from Over at Gay's Mills, and Christy Sunnyside will be there as well.
That's a wide array of stuff.
Yeah, we try to get quite a variety, so...
Definitely, and some that have been there before, too, right?
Yes, yes. Some of them have been with us for the last 3 or 4 years, and they've always been very well received by our crowd, so we ask them to come back again, and they always offer a great product. So,
with the food, is it like a sampler that they'll be giving out?
Yeah, more or less. We tell our vendors the max to charge for anything is $6, which is 3 tickets. Mm-hmm. And to give it as it is, more of a, you know, we don't want to give a whole meal, but, you know, so you can go around and, you know, try a little of this item or that item. So to make their portion sizes so that they're so people can sample multiple things.
You'll have the tickets available there at the gate you mentioned. And then are the same ones that they buy to use at the vendors then?
Yes. Yes, when you come into the park, there's no fee to enter. If you want to just come in and listen to the music, there's no fee to do that. The only thing you need to buy tickets for is if you want to purchase food or drink. And you can buy those right at the entryway. And cash, or I believe we will have where you could use like a debit card. But if you have cash, that always works the best. And you can buy the tickets, you know, as many as you need to start with. And you can always come back and buy more throughout the event.
Well, tell us about the music, Christy. Who's going to be there this year?
This year, to start with, our opening act is Shalene Grunwald. She is from the Prairie du Chien area. I had also spent some time in Nashville. She sings a lot of pop country type music. Is a very good entertainer. And then following her up, we'll have Three Souls. They're a local band. Jeff Behrens is part of that band. And we're looking, they do a lot of 70s and 80s. But we're really looking forward to have them be entertainment for that night.
I think a lot of people will be concerned about the heat, but you will have tents again, won't you?
Yes. We'll have 2 large tents up. And there'll be picnic tables and things like that to set on under the tents. And you're welcome to bring people if they want to bring a chair, a lawn chair or something to sit on as well. That's also an option. But, you mean, the pool is close by. I'm sure that'll be open for part of the event. I'm not for sure how late they're open on Saturday, but the splash pad is always there. There's trees and stuff, you know, around the edge of the park you can sit under and things. So we'll have plenty of water and drink available. So we're trying to just keep people cool and hopefully people will come out and enjoy that day.
Will the setup be the same as it's been in the past, you know, kind of where the stage is located and everything?
Yeah, the stage will be on under the tent closer to the Killian Meyer. Everything will be set up behind the Killian Meyer area in the park. And then the stage will be under the one end of the tent. And then the bar or beer or bar area will be at the opposite end of the tent. And then the food vendors will be all the way kind of encircle the tent like we've done in the past.
Great. I know that some other civic groups are involved and whatnot. I understand the library will be there as well, won't they?
Yeah, the library is going to be there. They're going to have like a little kids area just to offer something to make it a little family friendly. There will be a few things for the kids to do as well. So I'm not sure exactly what they're going to bring, if they're going to have games and everything or if they're going to have some crafty things. I'm not 100% sure yet, but they will be there.
The hours are ample, a lot of chance for people to get out there 4 until 9 and just kind of have a great community gathering, Christy.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we're hoping, you know, Shalene will start us off at 4 and then Three Souls will probably start about 6, 6:30. So we'll wrap it up at 9 o'clock.
2 weeks in a row, because I know Thunderfest is coming up the following week, not to be confused with Taste of the Hills, because they're two different events, but pretty exciting. You've got these two events in Richland Center 2 weeks in a row, Christy.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be lots of good entertainment going on. Thunderfest looks like it's got an awesome lineup this year again. So, and then we have a couple, you know, we're kind of the teaser to the whole Thunderfest Music Fest coming up next weekend. So
what are some other things that the Chamber is planning for this coming season, this summer?
Right now, you'll notice there's flags, American flags going up through the downtown area. That is a Chamber project. We did not do the baskets this year, and so we're putting American flags up. The city utilities, we're working with them, and they're in the process of putting flags up. It'll be all up Church Street, down Main Street, and on Church and on Court Street. So you'll see American flags popping up on the poles in the next few days again. So that's a Chamber initiative.
Christy Adsett, president of the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, the fourth annual Taste of the Hills at Kroska Park is this Saturday, 4 until 9, featuring a variety of food and drinks available on the grounds. And it's going to be a great night just to sit back and relax and listen to some music.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henrich.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A week of war, and it's only intensifying.
Iranian missiles hitting multiple locations inside Israel today, including a direct hit on a medical building in southern Israel. Firefighters say apartment buildings were also hit.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. As President Trump considers military action unless there's a deal, there is word this morning that Iran will send its foreign minister to meet with European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. Hackers possibly linked to Israel say they've wiped out $90 million from an Iranian crypto exchange. Well, this was fast. Hurricane Eric was a tropical storm one day ago and rapidly intensified into a Category 4. It just made landfall in western Mexico, downgraded to a Category 3, Acapulco now in a hurricane warning. Texas got rocked when a SpaceX rocket blew up on the pad. That's a sound from 2 miles away. You're listening to ABC.